Welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal. Let's explore today another idea as we move forward in our understanding of the principle involved in the power of positive purpose. I have a question for you this morning, and that is, are you looking forward? Are you looking forward to a great tomorrow? Someone defined a true metaphysician is someone who is a optimistic futurist. They believe there is a future and they look forward to it. They believe there is a positive future and they look forward to it. They believe there is an answer to any condition that arrives. They believe that there is a power within that knows what to do and how to do it if we let go and discover it, apply the discovery, and move forward in a positive way. This morning, let us each affirm in our heart and mind that today, right now, we are choosing to face forward. We are choosing to move forward as the power of positive purpose in action, as the power of positive purpose unfolding by means of us, by means of you and me. In his wonderful book, Keys to Wisdom, Dr. Ernest Holmes says, "New times demand new meanings, new interpretations. The old always repudiates the new because it is afraid of it. Let the dead past bury its dead." A new beginning in your life, beginning now, unfolding now, is something we need to look at if we want it to be new and realize that it requires each and every one of us to know and know we know that the possibility of our unfoldment from now to our tomorrow may very well require us a great deal more in definition of self and application of definition than we have experienced before. We look at the world and we realize that the possibility of peace is right where we are. My friend Jill Jackson and Cy Miller, her husband, wrote a beautiful song years ago, "Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin With Me." Doesn't say let it begin with everyone else. Our beautiful country is committed. It is committed to an economic change, a political change, social change. But we realize that this is far from being established in the country itself, but it will happen as each one of us establishes it in our own consciousness. Someone said there are rocky shoals that may loom before we reach the shore we're looking for. Well, before that shore is reached, my friends, understand you have the ability to navigate. You have the ability to direct your life from love, from positive purpose, from unlimited possibility, and experience a forward celebration of life that is beyond anything you've ever known before. Time does not turn back, and we wouldn't even think about having it do so. Someone came up, and this happens quite often. They said, "Well, I wish I was 20 years old and know what I know now." And of course, my reaction to that is I ask them, "What are you doing now with what you know now?" Well, that's a very interesting question to ask you, my friends. What are you doing now with what you know now? Do you know what you think you know, or do you just know about it? New times demand new meanings. And you and I, as individuals, must move with the time. Allow ourselves the experience of non-resistance. As Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out, the most powerful thing in the universe is non-resistance because nothing can resist it. We are realizing that what we need on this planet is brotherhood, is sisterhood, not isolation. You see, we are all individualized expression of the one, and no two are alike. That means that each and every one is special, but it is our challenge to recognize that that which is within us, God in action, is also within everyone, no matter what they call themselves, look like, religion they are, where they've come from, or what they want to do, to take our part in this challenging era that we're a part of right now. I know, as well, it's not that I know, it's I agree with and know what the great, the good, the wise have taught, is that we individually must be healthy in mind, sound in body, courageous in spirit. And if we do this, we can say to life, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. Are you willing right now in your heart and mind, as you listen to me, ready, willing, and able to let go and let yourself establish the right tone, the right understanding, the right commitment, the right affirmation, the right expectancy, and to know that as you give, it multiplies and returns to you, pressed down and overflowing? How do we do this? Well, we do it by letting go and greeting this new day with the faith of infinite mind, God, divine intelligence, whatever you want to call it, it's there, whether you call it anything or not. And it is ready, willing, and able. As Emerson pointed out, we are what we think about all day long. And Jesus pointing out that it is done unto us as we believe. It is our belief growing our life. It is our belief creating our event. With this understanding, we can know right now that each new day will bring new proof of this divine power in our life. The power of purpose, positive purpose, unfolding as you, as me, as it presents itself in our life, we can affirm today, I am strong, I am joyous, I am successful. Is today the day of new friends for you, my friends? New health, new clear vision? How about a deeper happiness? Are you ready, willing, and able right now to know that you have the ability to affirm my work is enjoyable and I am properly compensated for that which I give? If you're driving right now seeking employment, know that what you have to give, what you're looking for, is looking for you, and you're now finding each other without anything in the way of it. What a great thing it is to affirm, my world is good. You see, when you affirm this and know that the affirmation is good enough to be true, these words declare what? It declares a faith in a now established pattern in your experience. And as a result, the effect is good and greater good. How about sharing this freely? How about sharing this understanding, not by running around talking about it, but letting people see it in your life? I love what Dr. Ernest Holmes says in the Science of Mind textbook on page 489. Try to sense the infinite life, he says. Try to sense the infinite life around and within you. This life is already fully expressed and complete. This life is your life now, and the life of all that you do, and all that you say, and all that you think. What a great affirmation. What a great realization. In Psalms 43, it points out the same thing when it says, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. That's Psalms 43. Trusting in the Lord means trusting in the law. We can trust the law of gravity. We can trust the law of mathematics. We can trust the law of aerodynamics. We can trust the law of everything, because everything has a law. What if there is a law of mind, a law of thinking? God is spirit. And spirit pervades all time, all space, and all levels of consciousness, including the place and the time of this listening experience. Dr. Ernest Holmes said the spirit could know nothing outside itself. That would be God and something else. Spirit is all, the center and the circumference of everything that exists, both manifest and unmanifest. Now, this isn't true because one person said it. You know, what Jesus affirmed was true didn't become true because he said it. He said it because it was true. And what he pointed out is there's a power within all of us, as he pointed out, that what he was doing, we can do in greater things, which means that once one person knows and understands something, they've just proven that everybody can understand it. How about being one of those everybodies? You see, God, being everywhere and always the same, becomes that which we believe it is. This is why, you know, everybody's version of God is something they prove to themselves, because it's done unto everyone as they believe. It has 1,000 names, but it is still one. It is something that is contained and containing all. Nothing, my friends, denies this truth. Rather, everything tends to prove it. Everything tends to affirm it. If we are what we think we are all day long, thank you, Ralph Waldo Emerson, then we need to wake up, I'm sure, if we understand ourselves in the right way, to what? To a conviction that we have within us a power that is all there is, and the stronger our faith in it as us, the more complete will be our demonstration of this faith in our life. The healing of any condition in your life, the healing of any situation, requires an awareness of the immediate, ever-present action of divine mind, infinite intelligence in and through not only you, but the situation you're in. My challenge to you today is to understand again that there is a truth. There is a truth that points to freedom under law, the law of mind. Dr. Ernest Holmes, on page 25 of the Science of Mind textbook, the very beginning of it, says, "The truth points to freedom under law. Thus, the inherent nature of man is forever seeking to express itself in terms of freedom." Ah. Someone asked me the other day, would I treat that they demonstrate more money? And I said, well, let's demonstrate freedom, because true prosperity is freedom. Think about it. I am now free to do what I want to do when I want to do it, have what I want to have when I want to have it, be where I want to be when I want to be there. And I know everyone else is, and I know the more good I accept for myself, I realize that it is an enhancement in my life, and it is not taking away from any person, place, or thing.
Thank you for joining us. If you like what you're hearing, tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. for Dr. J. Scott Neal on The Power of Positive Purpose, right here on KEST 1450 AM. If you would like to visit us on the web, log on to www.csl-fremont.org or Google us at Center for Spiritual Living, Fremont, California. And now, back to our program.
Dr. Raymond Charles Barker used to have us affirm over and over again, God loves the world by means of me. Well, God prospers the world by us also, and honors the world and celebrates the world. How? By means of us. In Galatians 5:1, it says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein the power, the Christos, has made us free, and not be entangled again in the yoke of bondage." Oh, we can get bound up in our yesterdays, can't we? We can get bound up in the nonsense that we have identified with. One of our best teachers said once that people won't give up things they think are benefiting them. So challenge yourself today and look at your life and ask yourself, am I saying in one hand, I don't want this anymore? On the other hand, I'm affirming I can't live without it. Don't find benefit in the negative, my friends. Find benefit in the positive. Find benefit in your own intelligence. Allow yourself to be positive, right action, in action. Allow yourself to harness what my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, is all about. And that is waking up to a greater idea of you and discovering how to let that idea think as you. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 26 of Keys to Wisdom, the divine intelligence is the government of our affairs. Each has within themselves this guide to truth, to reason, to beauty, to right action, to certainty, to peace. My friend, right action in relationship to positive direction, which flows out of positive purpose, is something that is a divine certainty in your life. It is a natural outcome. Positive thinking, moving through law, becoming positive experience. But we're not here as just the power of positive thinking. We are here to experience the positive in a very interesting way through the power of affirmative acceptance. And there's a difference. Positive acceptance in action, positive purpose unfolding, is expressed as beauty, as love, as wisdom, as truth, which is what? It is our true nature. The nature of divine mind in you and me and everyone. We are told throughout the age that God is all good, that God could not desire unhappiness, illness, poverty, or confusion for its creation. This, the greatest, clearest thinkers have taught us. The neurosis came in later and threatened us with hell and damnation and all these things. It could not be true if God is infinite and God is love. We are responsible. We are responsible for finding ourselves in this thing called life. And even if we have something frustrating going on in our experience or in the place where we dwell or place where we work or place where we just have our being, at that moment, at any time, we can turn to the indwelling intelligence of the power within us, the love within us, which is both able and willing to do what? To manifest in our life as our life. And all of a sudden we discover what the paths of righteousness for his name's sake means. It means the right useness of the nature of Jesus, the nature of Mahatma Gandhi, the nature of a Martin Luther King, the nature of a Gautama Buddha, the nature of a Krishna or anyone else who had a clear insight. Now, this is a new day. And if we are the power of positive purpose and action, we will know and know we know that every day is our opportunity to give voice to our belief in and acceptance of greater awareness, greater truth, and then do something wonderful. And that something wonderful is to trust this power that we are for the good outcome of our daily activity, whatever it is. This is waiting for your next commitment. By right of consciousness, you can rethink everything, my friends, beginning with you. This constitutes a spiritual mind treatment. This constitutes a healing prayer, an affirmative prayer. This constitutes an awareness beyond that which saw your world before, and allowing you to look at your life with new eyes, new heart, new mind, new giving, new receiving. There is a law which acts upon our convictions, making it manifest in our experience. Every great teacher is taught that. Dr. Ernest Holmes, on page 290 of the Science of Mind textbook, says, in mental work, we must realize that there is one infinite mind which is consciously directing our destiny. Ha! Now, that doesn't mean something outside of you is telling you what to do. Think about this. God does not know what's going to happen to you or me until we make up our minds. There's no such thing as fate. A while back, I was doing my radio program at the radio station, and a Protestant minister came up to me and said, Dr. J, I listen to your program, and I really appreciate most of what you say. And I said, well, that's great. What don't you agree with? And he said, well, you people in New Thought, you people in metaphysics, you people in religious science and unity believe you have a choice. And then he said, I don't believe I have a choice. And I said, that's your choice. My friends, if you're going to choose today, and everybody has to choose something, even if you choose not to choose, but if you choose not to choose, I promise you something will show up in your life to choose for you. So today, affirm with me in your heart and mind. My faith is in the direction of love in my life, as love in action. I let go of yesterday's frustrations. I let go of all my reasons for limitation, doubt, or fear. I know that divine love, infinite life, God is with me, as me, as everyone, and all is well. I know whatever I'm looking for, whether it's a right relationship, I know that right where I am, the right relationship is. And as I'm looking for it, the God in it is looking for me, and it knows how to get us together. This is true of relationship. This is true of opportunity. Know that opportunity is looking for you as you are looking for it, because you're one in God. And when it shows up, know you're going to know what to do with it when it arrives. The right employment, what you're looking for, you're looking with. And what you're looking for is looking for you, because you're one in God. Listen to me. You are one in God. It knows how to get you together in the right time, the right way. So know that divine intelligence is governing your life. Let go of any concept of EVIL, which is just L-I-V-E spelled backwards. Know that you are led in the right direction by right of consciousness. Why? Because through right thinking, you are now free to direct yourself to the right place in this thing called life. The right contacts, the right work, the right play, the right relationships, the right friendships, the right ideas, the right discovery of the treasure that's in your life you might even not know is there. In Psalms 25:9, it says, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Ah, the meek. There's those old meeks. I love it. Let me tell you the metaphysical meaning of the meek. The meek, my friends, are the teachable. The meek are, as our Zen Buddhist friends say, able to empty their cup and learn a new lesson. How many have let something wonderful pass you by because you came to a preconceived idea of it? One of my teachers told me once, the dumbest thing anybody does is judge something they know absolutely nothing about. How many of us have done that? Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 14 of Keys to Wisdom, instead of looking on our problem as things difficult to solve, we should look upon every problem but as an added possibility, an added opportunity for self-expression. Dr. Holmes is telling us here how to think about our problems. No one, however wise, can tell us what we should think about them, this viewpoint can be of immeasurable value if you go to not what to think, but how should I think about it? If we consider every problem in our life as a project, use it as a stepping stone, we can emancipate ourselves from fear, from tension, from anxiety, from stress. There's no magic answer to all problems, but the right emotional attitude toward them will certainly help us solve them. That's the power of positive purpose and action. Now, if we open our mind and know there is an answer, and let go and let the wisdom of this understanding be our way, we will discover that there is a wisdom within us, operating as law, moving through the power of mind, that never fails to respond to our call upon it. And we're not calling on something outside of ourselves, we're calling on ourselves to wake up to a greater idea of ourselves. So today, willingly and lovingly face whatever challenge you might have in your life. Know there is a power, a positive purpose in you as you, that knows what to do and how to do it. Honor it as your way. Please come and see us. We have a 9:30 service on Sunday morning, an 11:30 service on Sunday morning, a 7:30 service every Wednesday night, a wonderful Wednesday night experience. We're very easy to get to from anywhere in the Bay Area. Just come down the Nimitz Freeway, Highway 880 to Fremont to Stevenson. Turn toward the hills, go three blocks, the corner of Blakow and Stevenson. That's where we are. Our phone number, area code 510-656-9955. That's area code 510-656-9955. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning and affirming, let the power of positive purpose be your beautiful way.
Join us every Wednesday in April for a new lecture series entitled Symbolic Art and Spirituality. At the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, we will be exploring symbols and their metaphysical meaning. We'll look at the symbol of peace, the many interpretations of the cross, the mathematical precision of the labyrinth, cross-cultural uses of the mandala. Tonight, Wednesday, April 15th, you do not want to miss special guest speaker Victoria Woodrow, art therapist and author of the mandala workbook Magic Circles. To learn more about Victoria's fascinating work as an artist and art therapist, visit her website at www.arttherapyhandbook.com. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And don't forget, listen every Wednesday morning to Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, right here on 1450 AM.